It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Ah, thank you very much. Well, prehistoric worms, this is very interesting. Prehistoric worms found deep in a Free State gold mine may hold the key to South Africa's acid mine water problem, Martin.
Yeah, it's caused quite a lot of excitement that they found these prehistoric worms. They're very tiny things, half a millimeter, but if you compare their feeding ground deep in the Beatrix mine, more than a kilometer down in the Free State, it's like a whale in a lake. So these particular worms are now leading to patents. There have already been 6 patents filed in the hopes that these particular microorganisms can help South Africa clean up its pollution act, and particularly related to acid mine drainage, which is quite a curse up here. We've had this legacy of 100 years of mining, and then left behind has been this acid mine water, and people are sort of fearing the day when it might decant onto surface. Well, what's happening down in the Free State now, these researchers at the university are also working with the Americans and the Europeans, have filed these patents in the hopes that there might be some sort of key to the ability of this microorganism to clean up the environment and develop cleaning up processes for things not only like acid mine drainage, but also, you know, oil spills in the sea, etc.
Amazing. Patenting of worms. Has that ever been done before, do you think, Martin?
It's a patenting of the processes, I think, the worms.
Yeah. No, I get the point. In other issues, of course, South Africans have been appointed to advise the government of Cameroon, Martin, on the development of its mining industry.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how other countries sort of regard South Africans quite highly when it comes to knowledge around metals and minerals. And we find that the Cameroonian government has now appointed consultancy, which is born in Johannesburg. Yeah, that's the SRC consultancy, Stefan Robertson and Kirsten, to advise the government of Cameroon on developing a minerals and mining industry for the country that they hope will be a country changer. And they're working on a mining convention, which includes, you know, formalizing the technical standards that will be applied to development. But 2 big metals and ore bodies are being studied at the moment, and that is iron ore, where Cameroon in the southeast of that country is looking at a very big iron ore project. Of course, like all of these projects, they need logistics, and there's talk of a review of 570-kilometer railway line that runs through the equatorial jungle, and it'll have to link up to a deep water port. So there's always infrastructure involved, and also bauxite. We know that there's going to be a demand for bauxite, which is the ore for aluminium, and there's 1 million tons of that, 1 billion tons of it, I should say, 1 billion tons of it estimated in parts of Cameroon. So the South Africans there helping the government to make sure that when this is turned to account, it's turned to account in a positive way that can boost Cameroon.
Back here at home, the Gautrain Management Agency is studying the economic feasibility of expanding the rapid rail system into new directions.
Yeah, well, you know, Gauteng hasn't done its last leg yet. We saw journalists get on the train and for 19 rand, of course, and 3 minutes later, they can go from their last leg, that's Rosebank, to Park Station, that's the Johannesburg Station. But even now, the Gautrain Management Agency, led by CEO Jack van der Merwe, says that they are starting to look at expansions of the system, and they're looking east and west, and they're not going to ask the government for any project funding soon, but it's not a big budget funding exercise, but it's a big planning exercise. And we know that they started the Gautrain system planning in the year 2000. We've only now getting to the end of it. We haven't even got the final leg, which is Rosebank to Johannesburg. We have got parts of the other system from the airport to Sandton and Pretoria to Rosebank. So most of it has been done, and we're now looking to expand that operation. But of course, this final leg is not coming without controversy. We see a bit of a tic-tac, you know, between the Gautrain Management Agency and Bombela, which is the operator, over water ingress from a tunnel. And that may just hold up this final leg, although Bombela is champing at the bit to have the section from Rosebank to Johannesburg put into the full service. Gautrain Management Agency are putting their foot down and saying, no, you get this water problem sorted out first. Of course, Bombela only has a concession for 15 years. We will need proper infrastructure underground there and no water ingress for the next 100 years. So they're wanting to make sure that this is done. So again, a little bit of a controversy around our Gautrain, but a very necessary form of transport, which is being used by something like 32,000 to 35,000 people a day as we speak.
All right, Martin, thank you very much. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coal face at the same time next Friday. Martin, you have a fine weekend, and talk to you next week.